Oh, and it looks like we have some candy, but at the end of the children's message, not right yet. All righty, good morning. It's good to see everybody this morning. I want to talk about the words that Jesus just said in Matthew chapter 5. He was preaching to regular people like us. He wasn't preaching to the governor or the most powerful people. He was just preaching to regular people, right? That's who we are. And he says some wonderful things about us. And he says, you are, what did he say? You are salt. That's salt. He says, you are the salt of the earth. Who here likes salt? Some of you do. What do you like to put salt on? On food, yes. I think that's fair enough. But I want to have some specific food. What kind of food? Wow. One of our youngest kids said focaccia bread. That's, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Steak, there you go. You know what I like to put it on? McDonald's French fries. Now we're talking. Yeah, that's what you said, exactly. So here's what we know. Salt makes flavor, right? So Jesus says, you're the salt of the earth. He wants you to be a good flavor in the world. But did you know, in the ancient world, they didn't have refrigerators. So salt also made things last longer. It was a preservative, they call it. So Jesus wants you to make the world full of flavor and also to preserve. Now, I'm not going to turn it on, but who knows what that is on my phone. The other one's the camera. What else is it? It's the light. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth, and you're the light of the world. What do I use the light for?
For working if it's actually dark.
Working when it's dark. That's exactly right. What if all our lights went out, what would everybody do? They'd reach in their pocket and get out their phone. I remember when I was a teenager, which is 100 years ago, we would go on youth trips and they would say, everybody bring a flashlight. And most of us would forget. Some of you remember that? And nowadays, everybody has a flashlight. Where is it? It's in their pocket on their phone. So if it were dark, we would turn on the light to what? To see, right? To see. So Jesus says these wonderful things about you. He has saved you first. He's made us your daughter or his son. But then he says, I want you to be, what's this? Salt and light. So Jesus has saved you, but he also wants you to be for good in the world, right? He wants you to go from this place to make the world a better place, to help people to know and love God too. So I want to memorize those two things. Jesus said you're salt and light. You guys got that? What are they? Salt and light. Adults, what are they? Salt and light. That's the job of the church in the world. All right. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots. Oh, there is candy right there. Excuse me, I'm getting mobbed. And we sing the hymn of the day.